Always a pleasure when you make us part of your Saturday here on Community Connection, KGMI. I'm Bill Davis, your host. We, of course, have all of our podcasts loaded up, all our interview sections that we do here on the radio station. As a matter of fact, anything audio-wise that we do, you know, morning, afternoon, middays, the KGMI Connect show, yeah, it's always up on our podcast page. That's at KGMI.com. Just click on podcast and scroll down to whatever you like. You know, we'd certainly love it. If you would listen to our interviews again on Community Connection. Speaking of that, welcoming back a good friend of mine from last time around when we were talking movies and way to help people, which is always a good thing. I got Keegan Curry on the line with me. He is the associate director with Road to Home. And well, first of all, you doing okay? I always like to find out if everybody's fine.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. So, listen, it's our pleasure. Last time around, we talked about a movie called The Case of Conrad Cooper. I want to get into that in just a few minutes. But for those who weren't with us the last time, let's give everybody a bit of history about Road to Home and basically what you guys do.
Yeah, Road to Home is a nonprofit serving houseless and folks who are experiencing housing instability generally in Bellingham and Whatcom County. We are a nonprofit that was founded in 2019 by a group of volunteers who were really engaged in the sort of advocacy work and decided, you know, or rather could see that there is a gap in services being provided in Bellingham and stepped up to try to fill that gap and founded Road to Home. Mm-hmm. Early on, they started out with our Ally program, which is something we still do. It's a really big part of the work that we do, which is training folks in the community. They can come to a weekend training and get information about homelessness in Bellingham, about trauma and the ways that you know, being homeless and previous traumas can influence this path that people end up on, and just a little more about the realities of navigating services and to be an ally to folks who are trying to navigate their systems on their own pathway. Yeah, so that was one of our early programs, and then we went on to help build and now do the case management for Garden View Tiny House Village, which is a 35-unit tiny house village up on Lakeway in Woburn. Mm-hmm. For folks where they get connected with a case manager, they get a place to stay with a locking door, a place to store their things, a place to cook, access to shower and laundry and everything that you need. And from there, you know, the goal is to get folks back on their feet. And, you know, the eventual goal is to be rehoused, but sometimes there's a lot of barriers in between them. Yeah. So we work with them, our case managers, to break through those barriers, whatever they might be, to move on to the next step.
Right.
And we also do a lot of sheltering. So this year we're running the winter shelter at that civic field.
Well, let's talk about winter shelter for a moment. We are chatting with Keegan Curry. He is the associate director at Road to Home. And you mentioned winter shelter. I want to get into the movie here in just a moment. Oh, by the way, when you were here promoting the movie last time as a fundraiser, Case of Conrad Cooper, how'd that go? Do you have a pretty good turnout?
Yeah, it was great. It was a good turnout. We definitely raised the money for the organization, but I think most importantly is this thing that we're coming to call friend raising, which really is just making connections with folks who are passionate about these issues and connecting with them directly from us as an organization, but also seeing the folks who are already involved come together and meet each other. You know, it's interesting to go in and see folks that I really thought would have known each other because they have such shared passion and interest, but then they make a connection and have conversations and go on to work together a little bit outside of, you know, the sort of standard structure. So I think it's a really great place to connect, and we saw a lot of that happen at the last event. And it was a really successful event.
And I know we're going to talk about another premier event with Case of Conrad Cooper. But, yeah, you mentioned winter shelter. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, so the winter shelter we currently operate is open every night. It's been open since December 1st, and it will be open until the night of February 28th. It opens at 7 p.m. And then folks can stay overnight and get a light snack and a place to sleep and store their belongings overnight. And then it closes at 8 a.m. the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been, you know, there was definitely some severe weather that hit us, but even before then and since, we've been pretty full most nights.
Yeah.
And I pulled a report recently. In January alone, we served 196 unique mm-hmm. people at that shelter. So it's definitely a very needed service in our community.
Yeah, where is this shelter located?
It's located in the locker rooms at Civic Field.
Of course. Yeah, that's right. We talked about that last time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I want to get on to the movie again. By the way, I saw it online. It was pretty incredible. The Case of Conrad Cooper. I know you've got another fundraiser coming up on March 7th. Tell me about that.
We actually saw a lot of interest in this film, and there were some folks who weren't able to make it. And the filmmaker was able to join us that night. Her name was Valerie Jelena.
Mm-hmm.
And she also saw some additional interest in the event from people who learned of it kind of too late to come. And so we partnered with her again to present another evening to gather together and sort of engage with these issues of housing affordability and homelessness in Bellingham. But this time there's actually a lot more going on in this event.
Oh, okay.
It's going to include some live storytelling from previous clients of Road to Home about mm-hmm. their journey. There's also some musical performances by Bree Miller of the Sugar Cabaret, joined by Ruby Wright, who's also another local performer. And then there will also be the encore presentation of The Case of Conrad Cooper.
Hmm. And it's coming up on March 7th. Where is this going to be, by the way?
It'll be March 7th at the New Prospect Theater from mm-hmm. 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. There'll also be light food being provided by the Admiralty Lounge.
Uh-huh.
We really want to thank the sponsor of our event, Cascadia International Women's Film Festival, for that.
What's the best way to get tickets or get involved?
You can go to our website and go to the events, news, and fundraisers tab on our website.
Okay, and what's that website? Yeah, tell us that website again.
Our website's road2home.org. That's the number 2, road2home.org.
And we are chatting with Keegan Curry. He is the associate director of that fine establishment we were just telling you about, Road to Home. A big, big event, like you said, bigger than ever. The Case of Conrad Cooper coming up March 7th, Prospect Theater. Hey, best of luck, and do me a favor, come back anytime, and let's talk about the... I love the way you refer to the houseless situation here in Whatcom County, and we can chat about what a great success it was, okay?
Right, absolutely. I mean, Whatcom County is the home of many people who find themselves without a house. So
yeah.
I appreciate you having me, Bill.
It is my pleasure to chat with you again. Keegan Curry, he is the associate director at Road to Home. We'll continue with the big show, Community Connection, here in just a moment on KGMI.